We pray, Heavenly Father, your name be hallowed. Amen. By themselves, few modern names have a significant meaning. That is, a meaning which somehow becomes attached to the bearers of those names. Most names receive a meaning because of the characteristics of those who bear the name. Jezebel, Judas, Hitler, Saddam. Certain things come to mind when we hear names like that because of the people who bore those names. So what characteristics do you attach to names like that? Or names like Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln. Somebody does something significant, good or bad, and immediately his name is connected to that deed. Freudian, Jeffersonian, Victorian, Machiavellian, Marxist, Lutheran. Each of these words has some meaning that is related to the person whose name serves as a basis for those words. So what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word God? Are your thoughts good or bad? Warm and loving? Or cold and fearful? Moses wanted to see the glory of God. But God told him, "No one can see my glory and live through it." Instead, God offered to reveal part of his glory. This revelation of the glory of God occurred when God spoke his name to Moses. And as you listen, you should know that everything I'm reading constitutes the name of God. And Jehovah passed by before him and proclaimed, "Jehovah, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation." Clearly, the most glorious thing about the name of God is his gracious, forgiving nature. The God of the heathens weren't like that. They weren't known for those characteristics. They were known as being angry and unpredictable. Those were gods who had to be satisfied by man through sacrifices, self-punishment, good deeds, or whatever else it was that the idolaters thought would satisfy their god. But our God, the only true God, is merciful and gracious. So much so that his own Son performed all the necessary good deeds, made the necessary sacrifices, received the full punishment for our sins. Therefore, this name, Jesus, is now the only name by which we can be saved. What do we say about such a name? Hallowed be your name. Your name be hallowed. Most of you have been in my ninth grade religion class. Perhaps you remember the word holy being on the vocabulary list that you were supposed to memorize. You remember the definition that you found there. Separate. Set apart. At times the word holy is attached to a thing, the holy temple, a building set apart from all other buildings, the holy Bible, a book set apart from all other books, the holy people, those people whom God has set apart from all other people. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. And as for the name of God, whether you're talking about individual words like God, Jehovah, Jesus, Lord, or whether you're talking about everything that God has revealed about himself, his full identity, this is a name that is set apart from all other names, set apart from everything. For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Far above all the heavens. Our God existed before all things. By him, all things consist. And without him, nothing would exist. As though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Creator, preserver, savior, sanctifier, glorifier, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, steadfast in love, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we conclude with hymn 246, verse 1 and verse 4. There's an announcement.